You're listening to SBS News.
The most famous Matai Sow, or tattooist in the Solomon Islands, Boland Green Kaitu, is at work on an almost full body tattoo. It's a custom that was forbidden and suppressed for decades.
In Christian Bible, or belief, they said, yeah, it's a temple, your body is a temple. So if you put design on it, you dated a temple. That's why they ban it, they stop it.
The throat tattoo is one of the most difficult, and Mr. Kaitu is busy at work. He says the unique heavy ink patterns once signified various levels of status, knowledge, bravery, and religious belief inside the small island community on Bellona.
Traditional names for tattooists are Matai Sow. I'm from Bellona. Yeah.
Christian missionaries arrived in Bellona, or Mangiki, as it's known in Polynesian, in 1938. It was one of the last South Pacific Islands to be converted. The missionaries immediately began to destroy and ban customary artefacts and practices, but they could not remove people's tattoos, nor could they erase their significance or meaning, or prevent the next generation, like Boland Green Kaitu, from carrying it on.
They are not stopping our culture, they are killing our culture, they are burying our culture. So we have to dig it back and do it again now.
The last pre-Christian elders only died in the late 1970s, so their legacy remains very fresh. An anthropologist born on Bellona, Francis Tekatoa, says the practice itself goes back to spiritual roots.
Whenever you put on your tattoos, you are imprinting your understanding of the gods, imprinting your beliefs in the gods.
He says nowadays the young defy the church and its rules, which he says were forged in faraway lands.
Being marginalized in the country is very much part of the way we had grown up here. Nothing against any particular person or any particular group. It's just the nature of being a minority group in a country. When we put on tattoos now, it's about us in Honiara, in Solomon Islands.
The Bellonese are a tiny Polynesian minority in the majority Melanesian Solomon Islands. Their tattoos signify a new confidence in their identity. Boland Green Kaitu is the grandson of a paramount chief and grew up in the capital, Honiara. His past is not so glorious.
I was a thug in my town. I don't give a damn.
Wayward in his youth, he flirted with gangs and ended up in jail. But he says he left his criminal past behind more than a decade ago when he learned how to tattoo. And it's a skill he's now passing on.
Oh, I try to help them. I learned them how to do tattoo, and now they have money. They can live by themselves.
Once done with bird bones, now it's tattoo guns. Francis Tekatoa says modern tattoo guns are faster and less painful, but no less authentic.
When you use the word tradition as in practice, that's what they're practicing now. That's kind of traditional among those young people who do them. The machine that our young people are using now is as authentic as any other tool used in any age.
But for the customer, some things never change.
I feel good no more. It's only a bit pain, but I'm all right now.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.